Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, y'all know it is season 10, which means we are talking all things trauma, the traumatized brain, and trauma recovery, and trauma resilience, and traumatic growth. And we are going to do part two of our previous episode, The Brain After Impact, What Trauma Actually Changes. In this episode, you're going to learn specifically which regions of the brain are affected by trauma and why logic, focus, and regulation feel harder after overwhelming experiences and traumatic experiences. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. While trauma affects networks throughout the brain and the nervous system, there are several key regions that research consistently shows are altered by traumatic stress. Let's go ahead and highlight some of those key regions. All right. The first one is the amygdala, and that's basically the brain's alarm system. What does it do? It detects danger and threat. That's when we go into the fight, the flight, the freeze, or the appease, or the fawn response. That is us and the amygdala processing fear and emotional memories. We are going to talk a lot more as we move through this season about trauma and memory. Okay, so not going on a deep dive today. We are just talking about the different areas impacted. And when the amygdala is impacted, what you start to see is you become like hyper aware, hyper vigilant, even hyperactive. And it's even in situations where you're like, oh my gosh, why am I overreacting here? Or it feels like an overly emotional response to something basic and benign. Okay. You might feel like on edge, like you're overreacting, like I said, to minor stressors. You have difficulty relaxing and you feel tension carried within the body when you pause long enough to even notice that tension, but because it feels like it's pretty much 24/7. The next region I want to focus on is the hippocampus, and that's the brain's memory and timekeeper. And we're not going to, again, go too deep into this in this season, but I do want you to understand that trauma does cause dopamine deficiencies. So a lot of the symptoms that you are going to find when you're looking at a traumatized brain are symptoms that are consistent with ADHD. And memory and our timekeepers get a little wonky following trauma. And so, like, what does the hippocampus do? It creates and stores memories. It distinguishes past from the present, which gets very much disrupted in trauma. Our past becomes our present moment quite often. The hippocampus organizes experiences, and it tries to do that in chronological order. When you have a traumatized brain, it doesn't always go in chronological order, and memories aren't always stored as, actual memories like a videotape playing in your head. It's more stored through sensations and smells and things like that. The hippocampus tries to provide context for situations that very much gets disrupted in trauma. So those are the things that you're going to start to be mindful of and aware of when the hippocampus has been dysregulated and disrupted by trauma. The next area of the brain that I want to focus on is the prefrontal cortex. Y'all hear me talk about that in this podcast all of the time when I'm like, okay, your frontal lobe is not online. We actually want to physically tap sometimes our pointer finger onto our forehead and tap it, get it back online and be like, okay, come on, because this is the thinking brain. All right. And when we are dysregulated or traumatized, accessing that prefrontal cortex, it gets bypassed. so often, pretty much consistently, it's bypassed. So you have to be more deliberate in gaining or regaining access to it. Okay. So what the prefrontal cortex does basically, it's in charge of decision making, planning, emotional regulation, impulse control, executive functioning, basically all the things that separate us from the apes. All right. So it's a pretty important part of the brain. And the impact of trauma on the prefrontal cortex is it reduces the activity during stress. So you can even go into like a dorsal vagal shutdown in times of distress. There's less ability to regulate emotions, to feel feelings, difficulty focusing, impaired decision making, reduction in problem solving, which, yeah, the prefrontal cortex, but also that is affected in the hippocampus as well. Fourth, the anterior cortex. So technically, we just call it the ACC, anterior cingulate cortex, and it's the brain's emotional regulator. I mean, it basically does just that. So, what does it do? It is in charge of emotional awareness, error detection. So, it's the oops, my bad, conflict resolution, empathy, flexible thinking. These things are super, super important when it comes to boundaries. When it comes to relationships, when it comes to communication, when it comes to our judgment, when it comes to, I think I mentioned it in a previous episode, was like, we don't even know how to read people. We don't know how to experience the level of threat around us, right? Or the lack thereof of threat around us. So, again, the ACC is something that is definitely impacted by trauma. Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast, to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Fifth, I wanted to mention the insula, and that's the body awareness center. Okay, so what does it do? Interoception. We've talked about that a ton on the Direct Impact podcast. So, reminder of what is interoception? It's the awareness of the internal bodily states. Okay, when we say it's like, I'm not even in my body right now, you might not feel your body. You might not notice your hunger cues. You might not be aware until the very last minute that you need to relieve yourself or go to the bathroom. You might not be aware of pain. You might not be aware of all of that tension that you're carrying. You might not listen to signals in your body. Okay. So, gut feelings. That's a big thing. Gut feelings, which connects to our emotions, which gives us accurate data to our brain. All right. So the body awareness center, otherwise known as the insula, becomes impacted. All right. And that disrupts, like I said, the body awareness, the emotions, the physical needs, and pain receptors. Sixth, I wanted to name the hypothalamus, which is the hormone command center. And we talk a lot about the impact of trauma on our hormones and the way they're produced and the amount in which they're produced. We see a lot of, sexual dysfunction and dis-ease come out of trauma. And part of it is hormonal. Okay. So, what does the hypothalamus do? It maintains homeostasis, it regulates your hormones, it controls sleep, appetite, body temperature. It activates the stress hormone. And so in traumatized brains, the stress hormone is almost always activated. And what we know about that now is that leads to a lot of chronic stress and autoimmune disorders, okay? Even food insensitivities and all of these things, okay? So next, the HPA axis. And HPA stands for the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. All right. So again, that somewhat coincides with what we were just talking about. But what it does is it produces cortisol, also a hormone. Okay. It coordinates stress responses. It helps the body return to baseline. Important stuff, all important stuff. The impact of trauma on the HPA axis is significant. Chronic cortisol production, again, what I said about autoimmune disorders, dysregulated stress hormones, increased inflammation, which we know is the basis for all disease, physical, medical disease, greater vulnerability to physical illness. What you might notice quite often, or first and foremost, is burnout, exhaustion, anxiety, difficulty recovering from stress. You might find yourself sitting in the car at the end of the day, just kind of like staring out into La La Land, okay? That is telling you that this part of your brain is has been injured, activated. Or you're just having like cortisol overload, right? Number eight is the corpus callosum, which is the brain's communication highway. And what it does is it connects the left and the right hemispheres. We want those talking to each other. All right. Y'all hear me talk on this podcast. And if any of my clients are listening, a shout out to you. You do EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing work in my office every single week. And this is another opportunity to make sure and to re-engage that corpus callosum, because you're engaging through bilateral brain stimulation both parts of that superhighway. Okay, you're connecting the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. All right, and that integrates emotion and logical processing. All right, it allows us to realign and process trauma wounds. All right, so however, the impact of trauma on this corpus callosum is it reduces the communication between the hemispheres. We're trying to repair that. It creates difficulty integrating emotions and thoughts. I mean, you just get frozen, the emotions and the thoughts about it become very disrupted and distorted and make you feel like you're in it now instead of being able to process it to a place where it lives in the past forever, permanently where it belongs. You can start to feel like challenges with emotional processing. And again, it's that feeling of stuckness. I think that's the way most people describe it. So I just want to give you some important takeaways. Like, those are eight areas of the brain that are specifically impacted by trauma. And I guess your takeaways are, trauma causes the brain to become, exponentially skilled at one thing, and that one thing is survival. Your brain is not broken, but your brain is on hyper alert permanently and perpetually until this is addressed. So I always need to empower our audience to address it. Be brave, be bold, step into therapy, step into the work, address the trauma, let it live in the past where it belongs. So your brain has now become very, very good and very skilled at survival. All right. But these are the challenges that come out of that. And that's time awareness, motivation, relationships, which I think is the most painful, emotional regulation, productivity, body awareness, memory, decision making. And, that's our central message, is that all of these things are negatively impacted and we absolutely can repair them. Okay. This is something that we can work together to repair. So please be brave, be bold, and step into therapy for your trauma. Because guess what, guys? I'm going to remind you every single episode for all of season 10, we all have trauma. Okay. We do not get to live on planet Earth for a prolonged period of time and not accumulate trauma. Because guess what? We are guaranteed trauma. We are guaranteed struggles, but we are not guaranteed suffering. That is a choice. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Next episode, we'll challenge one of the most damaging myths about trauma, that it's all in your head.